And that's it. Enjoy, Hunt. We'll be back with our next show in just a moment.
CITR Podcast Update, number one.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
CITR Podcast Update, number one.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
It's now 3 minutes past 6 o'clock. You are tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia. And now it's time for Radio Radio. Formerly Son of Night Dreams, your host Jolly John till 7:30. Music to lift your spirits. And I must admit, feeling rather sad about the dysfunctional government, provincially and federally, from an abysmal job by BC's regional police, justice system, Ministry of Children and Family Development, to name a few of the many problems of Gordo's Liberals, to a much bigger menace, the feds and Steve-O's undemocratic conservative lackeys. Beware of the feds' Bill C-26.
I'm doing amazing. I'm playing my drums.
Here we go. We're off to the races again. Jolly John, your host here on Radio and CITR. Got on a little late today, but nevertheless, we're here. And that was Animal Collective. Just Googled them, and they're a New York City-based group, according to the Wikipedia. They're actually from Baltimore, Maryland, and it consists of Avery Terr, which is David Portner, and Panda Bear, and Noah Lennox, and... any record released under the name Animal Collective may include contributions from any or all of the members. The lineup is not uniform. They've been described as psych folk or noise rock. Put them in whatever category you like there. That was Animal Collective and Water Curses from their EP. And right after that, the last song you heard actually was the Green Hour Band, okay? The first band was Animal Collective. The second band you heard there, Chapter 123, was the Green Hour Band. Well, they're Canadian. I'm not too sure much more about them. There's not much information on the CD, but check them out. They're, everybody's talking about them around here. All right, gee, you know what? I actually saw a cyclist stop at a stop sign the other day. Whew. I'm not being facetious. It doesn't happen very often. But mind you, not many motorists stop at four-way stops either.
Hopscotch Willie swore he was framed. He was a mark, not a killer. So he declaimed it was a classic example of a fall guy. Facts all point to a skinny white ass. He had the motive and the means and a weapon to match. And if he managed to escape the long arms of the law, I will be shot because I know that he is good.
Scotch, do a willy willy hop scotch, willy hop scotch.
all went down not far away, just the weak stone's throw from Sheep's Head Bay. A corpse was found in pieces underneath the pier. Not far from the scene, he was panting like a pit bull, minus the mean. He was panting like a pit bull, 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 minus the mean, minus the mean, minus the mean.
The last thing I want to do is miss my favorite CITR show. Oh, man.
Dude, didn't you know you can now download all your favorite CITR shows off their website and onto your iPod? Just go to www.citr.ca/podcast and you'll be able to check out and download all your favorite shows and any new sweet stuff you want to hear.
I cannot take the awesomeness of this information.
We're back here in Radio CITR, Dark Matter Man with you till 7:30 tonight. We had the Constantines there in Trans-Canada from their latest CD, Constantine's Kensington Heights, a band from Guelph, Ontario, originally now living in T.O. And Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks did Hopscotch Willie from, that old Pavement guy, his latest CD called Real Emotional Trash. Did you enjoy that? All right. Just got word. I've known for a while, but just wanted to let you know the Summer of Love returns this summer. 4th Avenue. Yes, August 16th. We'll be putting up stages on 4th Avenue, closing the street down, and bringing you lots of good bands. And not all the bands are 40 years ago. We wanted to get the Mike Beddoes Blues Band on stage. They weren't available, but Mike Beddoes is another great band, and this is one of the bands you'll be seeing on stage probably around 4th and Vine Saturday afternoon, August 16th. They're called The Falcon.
1950s, Virtue's Guitar Boogie Shuffle, right after another instrumental band that's a local classic, the Falcons. It has been confirmed the Falcons will be playing on the Summer of Love, August 16th, on 4th Avenue Live. Let's pray for sunshine. Well, a couple of weeks ago on the program, if you were tuned in, you may have heard Nimrod. That was the guy that did the show with me here in the program, yeah, that you're listening to. Well, he's down in Hollywood, wants to be a star, you know, like everybody else, so that's where he is. So he mentioned something to me kind of weird, though. He said that his dad might be interested, and we just happen to have that person on the phone right now. Is that you, Mr. Shane?
That is me, John. Nice talking to you. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I am currently doing some work right now that necessitates me being away from Vancouver and being over in Europe for a short bit. However, when the idea came up that Nimrod, and I apologize for all the damage that he's done to you, when he said, Dad, why don't you call Tanner and do something with him on, you know, like the old days? Well, it's not the old days, it's the new days. And yeah, I thought about that, and I'm currently, I should let you know and the listenership know that I'm having negotiations as we speak. We're talking with the CITR hierarchy, also the UBC Alma Mater, basically trying to negotiate a contract, talk about money, talk about transportation.
What?
Talk about...
Really? They don't pay money here, you know that. I mean, Nimrod never got paid, and
well, no,
I don't get
no,
paid.
And nor should he have.
yeah, really.
And you should, and, you know, why don't you sell some ads on the sly, you know, make some money for yourself?
Well, that's another story. But
yeah.
So you're negotiating, and so when...
Well, we're talking about it, and I do understand the situation that nobody gets paid as a volunteer situation, and that's all very fine and dandy, and CITR is the only game in town, really, musically. So I think it would be a gas. I think it would be a lot of fun. But again, there are some things that have to be ironed out in negotiation stages, and you understand that. And I talked to Auntie Pam, and she said, "Well, whatever you do, John, whatever you know, before you sign anything, make sure you get everything in writing." And she's going to sort of act as my assistant in the negotiating process because she has negotiating skills, having had the background experience that she has. So yeah, we'll be joining you very soon, and look forward to that.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you know, maybe you should talk to them about some money and, you know, a few things like that. You know, get a car, at least get a parking spot. I mean, you're a pro, man. You've been around the business for longer than I have.
Okay, Mr. Shane. Well, we'll stand by and see if you make it in a couple of weeks. Good luck.
Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Keep the home fires burning.
We'll keep a fire under your seat there.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Ciao.
Try.
And the Russian Futurists here at Radio Radio, along with Supreme Beings of Leisure. And now we're going to delve here at CITR Radio into the strange world of unidentified flying objects. And our UFO expert on the program again today is none other than Michael Strainick. Good evening, Michael. Oh, just a sec. Did I forget to push a button over there? Let's try that one. Okay, try again, Michael. Hello there.
Hello there.
Yes, you're there.
And hello, Mr. Shane, wherever you may be. Well, this has got to be return engagement week. We've got UFOs all over the place. Australia has been going crazy for well over a year now. And we thought that the sightings down in Stevensville, Texas had died out, but they're back down there again in many different parts of the state. Now, we're getting significant numbers of reports out of Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Indiana, and especially Illinois. We got some reports out of Chicago and in Kokomo, not the Beach Boys Kokomo, but the one in Illinois. There were 15 UFO reports in one evening alone. But I think the most dramatic one was on a place called Round Lake. And this sounds very much like the 1987 Hudson Valley sightings, where UFOs were actually causing a traffic jam. Well, in Illinois, many cars had pulled over, and several police cars were there as well. And they were all sitting there watching a UFO for quite some time. And the ridiculous thing is, with all the reports, I don't have a single description of what it was that they were looking at. But it looks like, you know, first the O'Hare Airport, then the woman who vanished, and now we've got multiple sightings coming all out of the same area yet again.
Whoa. Okay. That sounds interesting, Michael. So no description of the object, just things flying around.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
But it takes something to make, you know, many cars and many police cars pull over to watch.
That's true.
And that's exactly what happened in New York State and the Hudson Valley, and never once did it make the media.
Yeah, it's strange. People say to me, well, I never hear anything about it in the news, so, but, you know, the news treats it like it's a joke anyway, and when
right.
they do.
Yeah.
So you really got to go to the UFO sites on the internet or
yeah.
you know, in press, in print.
Absolutely.
So we thank you for keeping us up to date on what's going on in the world of unidentified flying objects.
My pleasure, as always.
Our guest, Michael Strainick, again. Thank you, Michael, for joining us on the show. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
And, absolutely.
Maybe Mr. Shane will be here then. You never know.
I hope so.
All righty. Ciao for now.
Ciao. Maybe you'd like to know.
turn. Now I'm made of mist. Will you know when you've been kissed?
Best revenge. Still, April was a total drag. I couldn't paint my own way out of a wet paper bag. Then came the merry, merry month of May. Tell me, baby, won't you give it some thought? But not too much thought. Me, I'm thinking, I like it hot. But not too hot. Say shut your mouth. Down south, I mean way down south. They say shut your mouth. Aren't you worried every single solitary day? We'll be right back.
south, I mean way down south. They say shut your mouth. Down south, I mean way down south. They say shut your mouth. Every single solitary day, all throughout the so-called merry month of May.
I don't want to shut my mouth. Anyway, that's okay. Rodney Graham Band there, and from Never Tell a Pal a Hard Luck Story, a song that must be played in the merry month of May for sure. Thank you, Rodney Graham Band. And just before that one, that was, if you were listening, the sounds of Joe Jackson, Invisible Man, from his latest CD called Rain. Gee, what is that? I haven't seen any of that for a long time. It's good to hear, too, and the forecast looks good. As we get ready for, at 7:30 tonight, it looks like Gary Kay's in for Radio Free GAC. Join him at 7:30. That's about 35 minutes away from right now. And the weather does look good. Tuesday, we're going to have some more sunshine and sun on Wednesday, and Thursday, a little cloud in there too. But it's going to get up to 13 degrees. My God, I don't know if I can stand it so warm. I don't have to wear my winter coat anymore. The sun's getting up early too. 5:43, sunrise. Sunset tonight about 8:35. Whoa, good show. Hey, if the sky is clear, and I'm not sure, I haven't looked out the window lately because I don't have many windows, but if the sky is clear to the west, look for the planet Mercury. Or during the next week and a half, the planet Mercury will be visible as its greatest evening elongation, the best time to see it this year in the evening sky. And it's very low in the sky, but you should probably see it around 9:15, 9:30-ish or so. Okay, I just wanted to say hi to all the folks who are at the Burnaby Bands reunion. Enjoyed the music of, there's a lot of bands. Silver Chalice Review, the Squires were playing there. We had the Rabel Brothers back on stage, and they were the original vocalists of Soul Unlimited. We had, of course, the Blue Rhythm Pals, which was the house band, and the Northwest Company, the original Northwest Company, played, and the Epics with guests. There was a lot of good bands playing at the Burnaby Bands reunion, but what was the most fun for me was a chance to meet Alan Coble. Well, Alan is now known as Chad Allen, and if you remember back in the late 50s, early 60s, if you lived in Edmonton, Chad Allen had a band called the Silvertones, and changed the name to Chad and the Reflections, and then the Expressions. Well, anyway, if you remember the song Shaken All Over, that was Chad Allen and the Expressions, of course, with Randy Bachman, Gary Peterson, and Jim Cale. Burton Cummings actually joined Guess Who. And it was a great thrill to actually meet Chad Allen. And he's got a CD out right now, a re-release of all that old stuff from back then. And if you were from Winnipeg, back in the old days, let's see how far back. In the early 60s, at least, this song actually went to number 7 at CKY Winnipeg back in February of 1963. Originally released by Mike Berry and the Outlaws in England the same year, or at least in 62. Chad Allen recorded this in 1962. And let's take a listen to it, a tribute to Buddy Holly. Still I know.
buddy. Buddy Holly was killed in a plane crash in 1959. But his songs will always be remembered.
There he is, the original Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Peggy Sue Got Married, late 50s, early 60s, and, of course, the tribute to Buddy Holly by Chad Allen and the Reflections from that Early Roots CD with about 27 tracks on there. Some great old songs, some original, some covers of songs at the time that were recorded. So check that one out if you get a chance, especially if you're an oldies freak like myself. You're here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building at UBC, and we're streaming, and there'll be a podcast tomorrow. I'm Jolly John Tanner with you till 7:30, and we'll be celebrating Asian Heritage Month with the No Luck Club in this half hour. We're also going to be hearing from some interesting folks like We Are Scientists, Patrick Wolf, and this band right here, which I think you're going to enjoy. They're called Play Radio Play.
You were the best thing summer gave me, better than silence and no school, no curfew and no rules. I was the last thing you to become part of your life. So sing of this song, boy, drive home, baby, drive home, baby. I will sing along from another country, another country. And a duck who's a telephone, while the planes and the trains won't let me go. Oh no, pass the world and I will go there. Starts in the springtime, baby, the springtime, baby. Can we map out all the parks? If I find time, baby, I'll find time, baby. And I have nothing to say other than I love you and I'll stay. If you want me, if you let me, I will go. And if you let me, I will. So sing this song, boy, drive home, baby, drive home, baby. I will sing along from another country, another country. And a duck cuckoo's a telephone, while the planes and the trains won't let me go. Oh no, pass the world and I will go there. Was wrong in the right tone, baby, the right tone, baby, and pretend that I belong in the same room, maybe the same room, maybe. And I have nothing to say about this. I love you and I'll stay. If you want it, if you let me, I will go. And if you let me, I will go. You're the best thing summer gave me. So sing of this song, while you drive home, baby, drive home, baby. I will sing along from another country, another country. And a duck cuckoo's a telephone, while the planes and the trains won't let me go.
In the music of the people's prayer. Christ.
Radio Radio is on the radio here at CITR, 10 past the hour. That's Veda Hilly and Ace of the Nazarene. Hallelujah. And just before that, of course, it was Play Radio Play. And believe it or not, they are from Texas. In case you're wondering, that's the title of the album, too. And we played Some Crap About the Future. No, it was Some Crap About the Furniture. Oh, I thought it was Future. I can't read very well here. Oh, I got my glasses on. Now I can see it says Furniture. Okay. You're standing there with your arms folded? Okay, well, listen, a new research from the University of Ottawa somewhere says that the mere act of folding your arms increases perseverance and activates an unconscious desire to succeed. Now, this study is the first to show that arm crossing affects people's thinking without them being consciously aware of it. Well, apparently the idea for the study came from watching former Miami Heat head coach Pat Riley pacing on the sidelines, arms folded tightly across his chest, chin jutting forward in a nonverbal signal. Okay, so there you go. Fold your arms and you will persevere. I can't guarantee that, but chances are good.
One, two, three.
May 2030 is coming. R.E.M. Deer Lake
the battle's
Park.
Been lost, the war is not won. Paddle Republic, a bitter refund. The business first, flat earthers licking their wounds. The verdict is dire, the country's in ruins. Providence bleeds, facing the sun. Where are we left to carry on? Until the day is done. Until the day is done. So we've written our stories to entertain. These notions of glory and bull market gain.
teleprompt flutters, a power surge brings. An easy speak message falls into routine. Providence blinked, facing the sun. And where are we left to carry on? Until the day. Vision comes. What have I done? What have I done? So hold tight your babies and your guns. Forgive us our trespasses, Father and Son. Providence blinked, facing the sun. And where are we left to carry on? Until the day is done. Until the day.
Warning, your phone might be tapped.
Thank you.
Celebrating Asian Heritage Month, there's the No Luck Club with Matt and Trevor Chan, along with Paul Belin and Turntables. That is from No Luck Club's Prosperity CD that actually came out it was 2 years ago now. Good grief. Time flies when you're having fun. Triad Zone, that one. Here at CITR's Radio, where Gavin Walker will be your host at 9 o'clock tonight with a jazz show right after a Radio Free GAC. That was REM just before that, Until the Day is Done. Getting ready for Deer Lake Park, Modest Mouse, The National, and REM on the 23rd of this month. We're praying for good weather.
Yeah.
Patrick Wolf and CITR's Radio. We're just ahead of Radio Free GAC with Gary Kay. I guess we'll have to play We Are Scientists in 2 weeks' time because maybe if you were listening a little earlier, you heard us talking to the legendary, semi-legendary J.B. Shane, who may be taking over. Nimrod's left. You know, his son's down in Hollywood. So Shane said he might just come back and work here at CITR. Well, we'll see. They're negotiating. You know how it goes. But I thought it might be fun to take a listen to what Shane was doing way back when. We've got a little excerpt of J.B. Shane, Captain Midnight, on CKLG-FM, which is now the Fox, back in March of 1972. Okay, that takes us back a few years. It was the all-night stereo dance party. And listen closely. He'll be talking about horror movies on TV. If you listen closely, you might hear LG-73 in the background. The studio was next door. A little bit of Vancouver radio history here. Jolly John signing off. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. And let's go back in time, and we're going to end off with the Howdy Doody Show. I listened for Bob Keeshan as Claire Bell the Clown, Buffalo Bob Smith. That show ran from 1947 to 1960, but I am jumping ahead. Let's go back now to March of 1972, the legendary Shane.
John Lee Hooker and T.B. Sheets, and before that, Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Everything is going to be all right. Just got an omelet about half an hour ago, and swear the cheese is still sticking in there. Heavy coating. Crowbar and Newspaper Boy and the Newspaper Song. And Corina with King Biscuit Boy guesting on that one. From the Crowbar Live. Hey, hey, say. It's about 5 minutes before the first hour of the new day. Saturday.
Saturday morning.
The all-night stereo dance party and record up to continue with the dawning of the Age of Aquarius now. But the demon planet is on Channel 8 right now as Barry Sullivan and Norma Bengel. Explorer scientist lands on planet Aura and solves planet's diabolical mystery after many of his crew are murdered. And then on Channel 7 later on, The Black Room, Boris Karloff and Marion Marsh. Ruthless killer lures innocent victims into his castle's chamber of horrors. I know you'll be most comfortable here. There's nothing to fear. You see, I'm going to make sure, however, that you do pay your dues. And then into the Black Room. It's 1935. That should be pretty good. Monday evening ski report is brought to you by the makers of West Coast Toast, who now bring you Lord of the Pies. Yes, you'll find Lord of the Pies, tempting taste treats, available wherever Lord of the Pies are sold. Put them in the oven and heat them up, and then put them in your mouth and eat them up. Mmm, good. Lord of the Pies. This month is Pisces Pumpkin. It's Lord of the Pies. Available wherever Lord of the Pies products are sold. Now bring you the Monday evening ski report with Simon Ginsberg.
Hi, skiers. Here's your Monday afternoon Vancouver ski report.
When the moon is in the seventh house,
to add to your inner life light, music, your kind of music, on records, 8-tracks, and cassettes from Brothers All Sound Center. Stereo components priced to bring good sounds within your reach. Tapes and tape decks. And time for coffee with your kind of people. Brothers All Sound Center, open evenings till 9 at 563 West Broadway.
Once upon a time, long time ago, there once lived
on the board ship, lonely pop, it's sweet trip.
trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stand everywhere, Cracker Jack band, belly air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. The sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big bad devil's fruitcake.
You are my audience and all that, because I'm a born actor myself. I like an audience. I'm like a child in that respect. Well, goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye until next Saturday,
when we will all be with you again.
Yes, sir, Mr. Buster.
With lots of music and lots of fun, lots of laughing for everyone, lots of everything